Welcome to the City Place Church Podcast. My name is Josiah Williams, and here is my challenge for you. As you're listening to the message, I challenge you to remove as many distractions as possible, to write out a few notes and things that stand out to you, and afterwards, share what you've learned on one of your social media outlets. We level up by giving a level 10. Thanks again, and enjoy the message.
City Place Church, welcome all of you watching online and in person, and those of you who are listening on all of the various platforms. Welcome, City Place fam, this morning, wherever you're watching from, listening, welcome. I'm so glad. My name is Damon, and I, along with my wife, Taisha, we are the lead pastors of City Place Church, and we're excited to be able to spend this day with you. Hey, can you do me a favor right now, wherever you are, however you're listening, will you like, share today's message? Invite people. Let's spread the word, because I promise you today I'm a little animated, a little fired up about what God wants to say. And I believe that it's going to bless you and change your life. So go ahead and do that for me right now, no matter what platform you're on. And also subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet, because we want to make sure that you never miss a weekend here at City Place Church. I also want to let you know today I'm going to be jumping into God's Word. Get ready, get buckled up. You can download and find today's message notes at cityplacechurch.com/notes or on our Church Center app. You go on Church Center, you look for City Place Church, and then you click the events button, and you'll find our message notes from today, as well as ways you can get involved with other things happening here at City Place Church. Let me give you a shout out really fast to all of you who participated in Operation Christmas Child. Thank you for your generosity. We exceeded the number of boxes that we wanted. We started with 50, and we had to go and get 25 more because of your faithfulness and your generosity. And what was really cool was we took that extra 25 boxes and we partnered with New Image Youth Center, and we decided that we would use some of the kingdom finances, our mission dollars from City Place. And we told every young student, we said, hey, why don't you give back to some other kids? And so they literally went shopping with City Place, and they bought gifts for the kids all around the world. So I just want to say thank you, because we served our community by engaging with young students, and we allowed them to partner with City Place to engage with the world. And so I just want to say thank you for your faithfulness. I also want to let you know that we're going to be giving away some Thanksgiving meals and some turkeys over the next week and a half to families, not only in our church, but in our city. And so thank you for doing that. Mark your calendars next Sunday, in person, online. We're going to have some good days. And at our in-person service, we're actually going to be being encouraged, but also going to turn that into a serve day, where we come together and serve together as we begin to care for people in our community, both for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. So if you're ready for the word, open up your Bibles to James chapter 1. Let's jump right in. James chapter 1, I believe that God's going to say something, and God wants to speak to you. And we'll worship God, as always, through our giving at the end of our service. So let's get ready to jump in. James chapter 1 says this: James, a bondservant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. Get ready. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. Change us completely as we lean in, level 10. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, y'all. Let's get ready. The title of today's thought message is What Your Life is Missing. What Your Life is Missing. I've got a little bit of work to do as I encourage us this morning, and as I encourage those of you who are listening later, no matter where you're watching, no matter where you're listening, what your life is missing. So here's a couple of questions. Here's a couple of questions that we're just going to start in, and this is where I need your help today, okay? I need your help. As a City Place family, I need us to be a little bit open, honest, and transparent today. All right. And we're going to pause and we're going to interact in service today. All right. And so here's my first question as we get started. And trust me, we're going to pull some things out of that one verse in James to get us on this foundational thought of what our life is missing and what your life is missing. Here's the first question. When you look around your life, what is your life missing? When you look around your life, what is your life missing? I'm going to give you 60 seconds in the middle of service. I'm going to give you 60 seconds to think about when you look around your life, what is your life missing? What is my life missing? We all have said that maybe in 2020, something's been taken away. What was that? Maybe there's that promise from God that you're saying, God, I feel like that is missing. Maybe it's something in your life that's tangible, spiritual, that's missing. I want you to take these 60 seconds. You ready? And I want you to write them down on your notes. Come on, go ahead. You got 60 seconds. Now, here's what I want you to do. You've written it down, right? Now, I want you to write down, all right, one thing that you feel like your life has been missing. Here's a question that I like to propose to all of us. Here's what I like to propose. And I feel like this jumps out in James chapter 1, verse 1. I like to propose that what your life is really missing is a permanent kingdom perspective. There are practical things. There are things in my life that I'm missing right now. There are things that, as a pastor of City Place Church, that I feel like our church needs right now. There are things in your life, things in your family's lives that missing right now. But if I can propose something to you, found in James chapter 1, verse 1, I like to propose to you that it could be the thing that's missing is a kingdom perspective. Y'all ready to go to work? If you're ready, lean in, level 10. Come on, somebody. I'm going to propose today that the thing that could be missing in your life is kingdom perspective. James chapter 1 says, James identifies himself as a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's talking to the 12 tribes that have been scattered. These are groups of believers that have just scattered. And James says, I'm going to identify myself as a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we jump into the book of James, I want to introduce you to the brother of Jesus. James is the half-brother of Jesus. He's the brother of Jesus, but he's the half-brother of Jesus because we know that Jesus was miraculously conceived to Mary, whereas James, yes. But he is the brother of Jesus. And when you jump into the book of James, James gives us a perspective of family of Jesus, but also one who had been redeemed by the sacrifice of Jesus. See, he was in the family of Jesus, but yet he still had to walk out his own salvation and accept Jesus and have an encounter with Jesus. Are you with me? You tracking with me? So when James is beginning to write his book and he is writing it to the groups of people that have scattered, James is like, hey, I just want you to know that I'm not just Jesus's brother. I'm also one that has submitted to the authority of God and realizes that Jesus was more than just my brother. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. So right out of the gate, he says that my perspective changed from just seeing Jesus as Jesus to having a kingdom perspective that I'm a servant of the Lord. But man, Jesus is the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's talking to his brethren. And we know that when James is talking, James is actually giving some direct instructions. And he's very, very directive or giving a directive, a direct approach to what he's saying. He says this in James chapter 1, verse 2. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. He's charging us to say, hey, there is a perspective that you will need as a follower of Jesus. And if you don't have it, it could distract you and make you feel like something's missing. So he comes right out in verse number 2 and he says, count it all joy when you find yourself in various trials. Have you found yourself in a situation in 2020 that you didn't ask for? Have you? Well, James says this whole book is going to be about kingdom perspective. Now, we only have weeks left until the end of the year. And 2020 has been one of those years where it seems like it's been trial after trial. Can I get a witness? That's old school right there. But James says, could the thing that you've really been missing is a kingdom perspective? He says, count it all joy when you walk through, go through, experience various trials. James was saying, I wrote this down. James was saying, it's time for you, believers, to walk out what you believe. He was asking them and telling them, is the joy of the Lord really your strength? Count it all joy when you walk through, experience various trials. Is the joy of the Lord really your strength? Count it all joy when 2020, through a pandemic and craziness in politics and racial issues and things around you, health issues, count it all joy when you go through various trials. He says, I know that might seem hard in your natural perspective, but if you have a kingdom perspective, the thing that you are missing might actually be right with you. This is James talking. I know it's just in one verse. See, James says, how I see myself is how God sees me. And I have to get that perspective. He says this. He says, I'm a bondservant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. He says this, and I want you to write this down in your notes. He says, my perspective rests in kingdom perspective. I am a bondservant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, and I'm telling it to you all. Greetings. My perspective rests in kingdom perspective. He says this, God is God and Jesus is the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't just call him Jesus is my brethren. He didn't actually introduce himself as James, the brother of Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but I don't know how I would respond if Jesus was my brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like knowing somebody that works for your favorite concert artist, or for me, my favorite football team. Man, if you an executive and you can get me, you know, first class seats up in the front. Hey, I'm with Fred. I'm with Stacy. But he doesn't do that. He says, hey everybody, I'm James, and I'm a bondservant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives them clear perspective that in my life, God is God and Jesus is the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe he's saying this right out the gate. Are you ready? I believe he's saying that kingdom perspective, that's my perspective, rests in my kingdom citizenship. So the one thing I said I'd like to propose to you is that maybe the perspective of the thing that we feel like we're missing, I believe that we need a kingdom perspective. And James says, my kingdom perspective, watch now, is rooted in my and found in my kingdom citizenship. What he was saying was, I'm a kingdom citizen, but I'm just walking this out on earth. So my view of what I'm walking through has to be based on my kingdom perspective. So the reason why we've been challenging you and we've been coming together as a family and saying 2020 is not over yet is because the kingdom perspective is that God is still going to do what he promised you and I that he would do. Count it all joy when you walk through various trials. I know it's hard to count it all joy. As I'm preaching to you, there are things that I'm praying and asking God to show up in 2020. And I'm holding on and I'm asking God. And sometimes as I preach, I'm preaching to me. Are you with me? But my kingdom perspective is God is God and Jesus is the Lord Jesus Christ. And because I am a part of the kingdom of God, me walking it out here doesn't change what God has already promised you and me. 2020 is not over yet. We just need a kingdom perspective. So can I propose to you that the thing that you may be missing is a kingdom perspective that needs to become permanent? James says, right out the gate, I'm a bondservant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. He was like, hey, I just want y'all to know I reside and I walk in a kingdom perspective. I know Jesus is my brother, but I just want to make it clear. God is God and Jesus is the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this. I believe James says, God doesn't work for me. I serve and exist because the creator of the world is God. I believe James, right out the gate, he just says, listen, God doesn't work for me. I don't know if you've ever tried to make God work for you. God, if you will do this, then I promise I will do that. He is not our employee. He is not our genie. God is God. Y'all get that? God is God. And that's it. He is the creator of the world. I wrote this. Could it be that what's missing is how much you really know him? All right, interaction. You with me? Interaction. Here we go. Interaction. In 60 seconds, I'm giving you 60 seconds. In 60 seconds, I want you to describe who God is. Go ahead. Yeah, I know. Sunday morning. I know you want me to just be preaching to you. No. This is Interaction Sunday. Because we're going to get ours before this year ends. But we have to have a kingdom perspective. 60 seconds. Describe who God is. You got it? Go. All right, you back? Come on. Got that? Second one. Describe who God is to you. Okay, the first one is describe who God is. Second one is describe who God is to you. Not your family member. Mm-mm. Not your favorite communicator. Not your friends. No. Who is God to you? Now, there's who God is, but then there's who God is to you. And the reason why I broke those two down is because God is God. But he could either be enlarged when he gets to you, or he can be limited. That's good. So who is God to you? How much time you need? Need 30 seconds? And here's what I want you to do. I want you to write it down in one word. Let's communicate. Who is God to you? For someone, he might be your healer. He might be creator. But who is he to you? And then the question that I want you to think about, and I want you to just journal out a little bit later, is I want you to describe who you are to God. Who you are to God. And here's the reason why I wrote these down, because if our kingdom perspective is what could be missing, then we have to land in this thought right here. Watch this now. If we don't know who he is, we won't know who we are. If you don't know who he is, you won't know who you are. You have an identity that is found and rooted in Christ, found and rooted in the creator of the world. But if you don't know who he is, things around you may define who you are. Are you with me? James says, let me just tell you, I am not Jesus's brother. I am. But that's not how I want you to know me. You know me because of my relationship to my brother. But I want to let you know that the way I live my life is from a kingdom perspective. God is who I serve. And my Lord is Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. So can I ask you again? And can I just boldly say that if you and I don't know who he is, we will not know who we are. So let me give you a kingdom perspective number one. You ready? Kingdom perspective number one, clearly put, God is God. God is God. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 says, and God says to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, well, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am sent you. I am who I am. Cannot be put in a box. I am who I am. You can finish the sentence. I am your healer. I am your savior. I am your deliverer. I am the one who parted the Red Sea. I am the one who makes a way. I am the one who gives you peace. I am your only source with many resources. I am, I am, I am. Clearly put, nobody else is I am but me. Oh, that's good. I am God, and beside me, there is none other. That's perspective number one. God is God. So if we're going to grab the perspective, that kingdom perspective that could be missing, then let's change our perspective and just say this. You can write this down. Since God is God, I must recognize and submit to his authority as creator of all things. Since God is God, let me move out the way. I don't need to try to create my own path. I don't need to try to figure out from now to the end of the year how God is going to do it. I just know he's already done it. So I don't need to create anything. I just need to say, God, you're God. You are, I am. So I look at my situation. I look at my circumstance. I look at my dream. I look at my pursuit and I say, I am sent me here. I am is going to show up for me. I am is going to answer my prayer. Can somebody just type in the chat, he is the great I am? Come on, I feel a praise up in here. If you're listening, can you just shout in your car, pull over and say, you are the great I am. God is God. And I'm going to change my perspective over these next 40 some odd days to say, I will submit to your authority and I'm going to recognize it because you are the creator of all things. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and recognize and know from the perspective of everything that exists, I'm God. And by the time it's all done and over with, the nations will recognize, and so will the earth. Come on, y'all. Can you just look at your circumstance and look back at that list of what was missing and just look at it and say, be still, you're going to recognize he's God. Come on, somebody. Can I get some amens up in here? Can I get some amens? Perspective change number two. God sees me as kingdom family. God sees me as kingdom family. And let me just tell you this, City Place, kingdom family provides for, cares for, and protects family. God sees you as kingdom family. You're not just over here on the side, you're family. Galatians 4:4-7 says, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons and daughters. And because you are sons and daughters, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. That means Father, Father. It's like a little baby going, Dada, Dada, or Mama, Mama. That's what it means. It literally means Father, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if you are a son, then an heir of God. Watch now, through Christ. James says, I am a bond servant. I am a spiritual family member of God. And I want everything that he has for me. and so should you. So I ask again, and I just say this, if we don't know who he is, we won't know who we are. Kingdom perspective number two. Jesus is the Lord Jesus Christ. I found that it was pretty awesome that he would say Jesus is the Lord Jesus Christ. Why didn't he just say Jesus is Lord? Or why didn't he just say Jesus? Or why didn't he just say the Christ? He says, I gained such a kingdom perspective of who, watch now, my brother was. And through salvation, I gained a deeper understanding that he was Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, it says that he, this is Jesus, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible. Verse 17, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. It even says that thrones and dominions and principalities all move at his authority. So when James says that he is the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, let me just echo who he is to all of you, that there is no limitations to what resides in who Jesus is. So perspective change. Remember, we're talking about the missing thing that's in our life is that kingdom perspective. We've got to change our perspective to realize that God is God. There's nobody like him. The second one is that Jesus is not just Jesus. He is Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. So if we're going to change our perspective, the first perspective we have got to change when it comes to seeing Jesus as Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, is recognize that Jesus is, watch now, Lord of my life. Jesus is Lord. I know we got the bumper sticker and Jesus is Lord, but what does that really mean to you? Jesus has to be Lord of my life. That's it. No one else is going to turn me from Jesus at all. Jesus is Lord of my life, which then means Jesus has full control of my life. Can I say that Jesus is the one that holds all things together? Because when you look at Colossians 1:15, it says that he is the image of the invisible God and the firstborn over all creation. And by him, all things were created in the heavens and in the earth. You talking about a Jesus that was there when time began. We can never limit what Jesus can do when the word of God says that the Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, was there when time began. Come on, somebody. Can we get excited about the Jesus that we serve? Can we not be more excited about the politicians or anything that we feel like is an exterior tool? Can we get excited about Jesus? Can we post about Jesus? Can we rep Jesus hard? Can we declare that Jesus is Lord in my family? Jesus is the Lord of my life? Can somebody make some noise watching today, whether in person or online or listening later? Can we make some noise for the fact that Jesus is unconditional? Attainable. He is Lord. Can I argue that if we don't see Jesus as Lord, that there could be a gap between the life that we're living and the life that God designed for you and I? Jesus is Lord. Can I tell you that when James, in one verse, y'all, we're still in just one verse, when James says a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, from my kingdom perspective, when it comes to my relationship, nothing is off limits. Everything, every part of me, God will be involved and Jesus will lead. Let me give you just a couple more thoughts. Are y'all having a good time? This is what happens when I'm not preaching for a week, y'all. I realize, I wrote this down and you can follow along. It's only when everything in our life is turned over to Christ that he really becomes Lord to us. The things that you would hold on to, he can have this, but he can't have my money. He can have this, but he can't have my time. He can have this, but he can't have that secret issue of my life. He can't have it. He may not be Lord of all. Which then means I might be trying to just bend him into who I really need him to be. But the minute we turn over everything to him is the minute the gap closes between who he destined me to be. And watch now. And the thing that I might be walking through to get to his purpose. Perspective change. Jesus is Jesus. We talked about Jesus being Lord of your life, but Jesus is still Jesus. The word Jesus by definition means Jehovah is salvation. So James says, Jesus is Jesus. He is Lord. Oh my goodness. All power, authority, dominion, rule, the ability to create found in Jesus. But he also says he is Jesus. Purpose fulfilled. Salvation is found in Jesus. Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. He steps up and he says, I just want y'all to know, bond servant of God and the Lord Jesus, my savior. My brother was the one who brought me into relationship with God. My brother's sacrifice is the one that brought me into kingdom family. My brother's sacrifice and resurrection is the one that allowed me to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. My brother's sacrifice brought me salvation. Can I tell you that it is Jesus' sacrifice? Watch now, and only Jesus' sacrifice that will get you into the kingdom family of God. So let me ask you this as I wrap up. In your quiet time today, as you think about this, what your life is missing, focus of today, here's a few questions that I'm going to ask you, and it may sound familiar. Describe who Jesus is. And then I want you to describe who Jesus is to you. And then I want you to describe who you are to Jesus. The reason why I'm having you do that is because watch now, if I don't know who he is, I won't know who I am. If you don't know who Jesus is, you won't know who you are. Kingdom perspective. I'm strongly arguing now that that could be the missing thing in our life, in your life, and in my life. Which then leads me to the question that is the most important question is, do we really know Jesus? That's one of those things that make you go, That's an old school show, by the way. Do we really know Jesus? So then if that is the case, then my final perspective change has to be that he is also Christ. I am a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am connected to the one that is involved in everything and wants to be involved in me. I am connected to the one that died for me and gives me freedom. The word Christ means anointed one, means set apart, chosen to die for you. And James says, I want y'all to know that if it hadn't been for Jesus, my perspective would have never changed. If Jesus hadn't said, I'm chosen to give sacrifice for you, my life would have never changed. Can I argue that maybe the difference between seeing God move in 2020 is a kingdom perspective. My challenge today, as we've been hanging out together, is the missing element in your life, in my life, in the lives of those around us might just be kingdom perspective. I realize that in the flows of life, that sometimes my perspective changes. But I can't help but go back to God's word and go, oh no, you died for me. You rose again. You know what? I'm going to reside in the kingdom of God. I am a kingdom citizen. I am a part of the family. Therefore, I'm going to have a kingdom perspective. And today, I'm asking you, what's missing from your life? What's your life missing? Do you know Jesus? Over these next few weeks, we're going to push these last few weeks to see all of who Jesus is. And I want us to have a perspective of this, that we are going to know Jesus, watch, and then we're not going to be selfish about knowing Jesus. We're going to talk about other people knowing Jesus as well. Do you know him? How would you describe him? Will you bow your heads right there with me? I talked about Jesus as Savior. And I'm about to pray a prayer. And I want to invite you into the kingdom of God. I want to invite you into relationship with Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus died, rose again, so that you might have life. In fact, the Bible says in John 14:6 that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. So the only way you and I can have a close relationship with God the Father is having a tight relationship with the Son. And that relationship with Jesus starts through salvation. And the Bible says this, it says that if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again, you will have life eternal. And some of you will pray that prayer for the very first time. Others of you need to reignite your commitment to Jesus and be bold about it from this day forward, because we're going to walk out with a kingdom perspective. Will you bow your heads? Come on, City Place fam. Let's all pray together. You can say this prayer after me. Say, Dear Jesus, today I come to you boldly, asking you to forgive me of all of my sins. I acknowledge that I need you. Change my perspective to a kingdom perspective. I'm choosing today that you will be Lord Jesus Christ in my life. I accept you freely as my Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, can we celebrate everyone that made that decision to follow Jesus? I don't know about you, but my heart always smiles when people say yes to Jesus. So we celebrate the step that you took today. And I just want to encourage you, would you do me a favor? Would you complete, you can either do it on our City Place Church app, or you can go online. There's a digital connect card. Tell us that you made the decision today so that our team can come around you and give you some next steps on your walk with the Lord, that it would be our honor to walk with you as much as you will allow. Come on, City Place, can we make some more noise and celebrate the decisions that were made today? Come on, somebody. The final thing that we're going to do is we're going to worship God with our giving. I want to just celebrate you for just trusting the Lord and viewing these moments of giving as worship. God honors that. And so I just want you to know that Operation Christmas Child, I talked about it earlier, was a success because of the kingdom finances and your heart of generosity. And those of you who are trusting God and just know that we are stewarding God's kingdom finances as the best we can, so that the city around us and literally the world can be impacted. And so the team is putting up ways to give. I also want to let you know that this Thanksgiving holiday, City Place Church fam, we are going to be supporting families inside of our church as well as in our community. in our local schools as well. And so, again, just know that we are going to be representing Jesus and being the hands and feet of Jesus in our community. But let's get ready to pray. Let's worship God with our giving. Amen. So let's pray. Father, we love you today. We thank you that we get to worship you just with our hands lifted, be able to lean into your word, get to celebrate those that made a decision for Jesus today or recommitted their life. God, I thank you for a changed perspective, a kingdom perspective. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing this time of giving. I think that it truly is an act of worship, and thank you for allowing City Place to represent you on the earth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Come on, City Place, I can't wait to see you again right back here, City Place Church.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We hope that you've been encouraged by today's episode, and we have one final challenge for you. Take something that you've learned today or something that stuck out to you and share it with a friend or a loved one. Spread a little of what I like to call that wisdom wealth with someone else. Wherever you are, I hope that you have an incredible rest of your day.